The World Health Organization says a record 9.5 million COVID-19 cases were tallied over the last week as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus swept the planet. That marked a 71% increase from the previous seven-day period. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO is certain that was an underestimate because of a backlog in testing around the year-end holidays. He warned against complacency because the highly transmissible Omicron variant appears to be to cause less severe disease than previous variants.
While Omicron does appear to be less severe compared to Delta, especially in those vaccinated, it does not mean it should be categorized as mild. Just like previous variants, Omicron is hospitalizing people and it's killing people. In fact, the tsunami of cases is so huge and quick that it is overwhelming health systems around the world.
Tedros said, as a result, hospitals are becoming overcrowded and understaffed, which further results in preventable deaths from not only COVID-19, but other diseases and injuries where patients cannot receive timely care. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan warned against speculation that Omicron might be the last variant of the pandemic.
I think it's wishful thinking, quite frankly. At this point, we saw with very high levels of transmission of previous variants and very high levels of seroprevalence how Omicron was able to come in and exploit the immunity gaps that existed and that do exist around the world. So I think there still is a lot of energy in this virus. As Bruce alluded to, there's still billions of people, as the DG alluded to, who are unvaccinated. So there is still plenty, unfortunately, opportunity for this virus to spread and to generate new variants. We hope that doesn't happen. But at the moment, we're not doing enough to prevent that happening in terms of protecting people and in terms of distributing vaccine in a way that would assist with reducing the emergence of variants.
The WHO official said that until there's vaccine equity around the world, COVID-19 will not be tamed.